That was one. I'll actually finish another one. What do you think?
I think it's interesting.
It reminds me of sometimes we have those dreams and you just want it to stop. You can't wake up.
Hello, I got really into the kind of series.
Well, I think as well, if you were to go with the movie, the advantage of that is that you can not play at some point. At some point you can play a lot, or you can have that, the drone sort of behind.
Yeah, it does allow for you to have that space in the group.
Yeah, you can think. Oh, I mean, you can certainly have like a lot of noise if you want some points, stop down, not play, or... But what I find interesting, at some point I took it off and then you were playing and I put it back and it was fitting more or less. So that sounds quite good.
I mean, all the things we struggle with is playing the same thing for too long.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't keep... You know, sometimes you get a sound, you could stay longer on the same sound.
Yeah. Well, I mean, personally, I was bored, so I was kind of trying to think of ways to alleviate my boredom.
Yeah, I got to a point where I just got bored with the idea as well. Where I was enjoying it initially, and then I just got to a point where it was like...
For a new
idea, you know.
Yeah, but it's up to you to take it off. The drone is just there, like in ending music, to bring it back to continue. It doesn't mean you have to stick to the things, but it is a central aspect of the thing.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's what we've been fighting against for the last 10 months. Feels like it to me.
What's that?
Well, you know, in the way that we can kind of keep returning to ideas when, like, sometimes we ought to be moving on. So I did feel it overstayed its welcome somewhat, personally.
I mean, the thing is, like, if you go somewhere which got nothing to do with, I mean, you know, I can take it off and you can carry on. That's not... If you come with an idea which is better and go off, yeah, that I can switch it off.
I think what makes it difficult to move away from is that it creates quite a somber kind of mood.
I don't think
it's... And to kind of, to inject energy into it is actually quite difficult.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Richie,
that's what I found anyway.
Yeah, and if Richie would have been here, you know, we would have just kind of totally drowned it out.
Possibly. I think it's a really challenging thing to have someone else bring something in and have to follow it.
Sorry, I'm not going to give you a name because I don't know the name. It's like your instrument's name. Yeah, the flute went very much into it.
Yeah, I think what you did is brilliant on that. Really, really worked well.
I think it would be more balanced if there were more cello and the violin as well. They can follow the score too.
Yeah.
I think it would just work better if there
But the keyboard, I think you went into it very well. It was fine. I thought as soon as you went into it and you were going somewhere different.
Yeah.
You were going back sometime to more simple chords, which were more boring, I found.
Yeah, well...
As soon as you were getting off it was getting boring when you were doing it, I found, sometime. Whereas once you were getting into it, it was really nice, and then you would stop sometime.
Yeah,
which I don't know.
I mean, I found myself being dragged back into it. You know, like you're kind of dragged underwater.
Yeah. As the idea is like flying on top of clouds.
Yeah.
You're in plane, you got the clouds. I can see that every time I listen to it.
Yeah.
So you got the clouds and you're sliding on the clouds.
Yeah. I mean,
you can sing whatever you want on top of it. That's not a problem.
I mean, it's a great noise. It just kind of all things in moderation, I think, is what I'm saying.
So it might be nice as like a do as just kind of just drop it in during a film rescoring or something, not for the whole thing, but just for a section, like if a dream sequence starts or something, you know, quite random with it, you know, just ease the drone in.
Yeah, I mean, you can...
But I don't think it'll work for a whole film. I don't think you could really do more than 20 minutes, half an hour of it.
But you had a film that you wanted.
Hour already, so.
Yeah.
You have a film that can be played to this.
Well, I was thinking the best one that was working was really, because I tried several, it was Agir or the Ras of Goat. Goats.
Okay.
Erzog, Herman Erzog.
Right. So is it all kind of the same vibe through the film as well, the kind of black and white or very somber?
Well, actually, the guy in the, who does the music in it uses sort of different but similar kind of synthesizer sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Where the setting is, you know, it's in Peru and it's on a river during the conquistador time.
Mm-hmm.
With Yaksha. Anyway, it doesn't matter, but you know, it's kind of mad story of Spanish conquistador who decide that they're gonna invade part of Peru, and they go down a river basically, and nothing much happened. There's a lot of time when they are on the river, and it's very still. And the way it's filmed is nearly like film, like a documentary. Yeah, it's a very good, beautiful picture.
Mm.
And it's funny because I didn't think it would work on that, but it was working quite well. But otherwise, I think the idea is more like go into the music and take whatever you can take out of it and carry on with it. I sort of prepare to gravitate around.
Personally, I felt like I wanted to learn it. I wanted to learn the score and then.
Yeah, I mean, I think that can be.
Before leaving it, I had to know the rule before I could break it, you know? So,
yeah, no, that's.
Although I understand it's possible, I mean, I could have just sung anything or done anything.
Yeah.
But I felt like I really wanted to just learn how to do it properly since we're rehearsing. To do what's written on there, and then if it was a performance, I might not even do it at all. But I knew that was there. So.